Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and this is a big week for horse racing. It's the start of the Triple Crown season, the first jewel in that crown, Saturday's Kentucky Derby in Louisville. The Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont Stakes, the three Triple Crown races, attract millions of viewers. But three Saturdays a year isn't enough to support a sport that once was the most popular pastime in America. Recently, there was that devastating series in the New York Times about horse injuries and fatalities because of the sport. And all this week, we've been looking at the business of horse racing through the reporting of WEKU Radio in Richmond, Kentucky. Today, WEKU's Jacqueline Carfagno looks at how horse racing hopes to regain its audience.
England's eighth race upcoming, including pick three wagering. No changes in this eighth race.
It's early April in Lexington, Kentucky, and there's not a cloud in the sky on opening day at Kenyon Racecourse. Stands are packed with young and enthusiastic fans in this park-like setting in the heart of thoroughbred breeding country. But this isn't the reality for most of the sport.
The headline is very sobering, and that is that we're losing about 4% of our fan base each year.
Jason Wilson is vice president of business development at the Jockey Club. His job is to stop that loss and revive the fan base. It won't be easy.
Even our core fans are not extremely enthusiastic about the sport. If you look at the numbers, 46% of our core fans would not recommend the sport to another person.
Those core fans say betting systems are out of date, too few horses race, and betting facilities are often run down. Racing ignored or disdained many of the technological disruptions that changed American sports and society. Baseball, football, and basketball took to television, but racing wanted to keep fans and their wagers at the track itself. It was a disastrous strategy. Last year, both pro bowling and poker had more national television time than racing. When tracks finally did expand their reach by simulcasting races to other tracks and off-track betting sites, they made some pretty bad deals. Rogers Beasley directs racing at Keeneland.
We're giving away our product, and it's not something that the NFL or NBA would ever have countenanced, and we have let it run amok.
The result, he said, is less money to invest in fan-friendly technology and facilities. Keeneland, a not-for-profit with revenue from its huge thoroughbred sales operation, is not the norm.
We at Keeneland have been blessed because we always had a nice facility, and I've constantly put money back in the facility. Mm-hmm. That has not been true of 90% of racetracks across America.
First, tell me who you are and what you're doing out here.
Chase Sawyer, and I'm winning some money on some horse races.
A college freshman, Sawyer was at Keeneland on opening day and planned to visit again several times during the 15-day meet. Last fall, Keeneland was the first track in the United States to introduce a smartphone betting app, and Sawyer loves that idea.
I thought it was the coolest thing I've ever seen. I was like, why wait in line for the betting when you could just bet on a phone?
Jason Wilson at the Jockey Club wants to leverage young fans like Sawyer with a fantasy racing game launching this month. Players will pick their horses in real races run each week and be rewarded for spreading the word.
The way that you gain points in order to make your quote-unquote bets is you do a lot of social media activities. So you'll tweet about a story, or you'll go to a Facebook page, or you'll watch a video. And so it's really kind of following them where they congregate and making sure that we're part of their dialogue in the way that they're used to communicating.
How the horse racing industry embraces that high-tech online future will determine whether young fans like Chase Sawyer will see a trip to the track as a quaint outing or a pastime as common as a football game.
That's Jacqueline Carfagno from WEKU in Richmond, Kentucky. The 138th running of the Kentucky Derby is on Saturday. Staying with sport for just a second, there have been two deadly accidents in the sailboat racing world. We're going to speak with Gary Jobson, president of the U.S. Sailing Association, tomorrow. But we want to hear from you sailors out there, especially our listeners in California. Accidents were off your coast. Do you think something is wrong with the sport of sail racing? Go to hereandnow.org and weigh in. That's tomorrow. Back in 30 seconds. Here and Now.